I'm being joined on Radio On the Go News by Brittany Zimpfer. She is the STEAM teacher at both Rock Run and Pine View Elementary Schools in Iowa Falls. And Brittany, thanks for taking a little bit of time today. We're talking about the upcoming STEM night that is coming up at Rock Run Elementary School later this fall. I guess my first question for you, can you just describe what exactly STEM is?
STEM is a combination of science, technology, engineering, and math. In my district, I teach STEAM, so we add art in there too because it's a natural process of design. But getting students and kids ready and interested in careers that are going to be prevalent for them in the future that could not even be created yet.
Yeah, so when it comes to this night coming up here in October, I understand it's something that's not part of like the normal school curriculum. It's one of those things that's something that's encouraged but not necessarily required. But what's all going to be taking place here on this night?
Yeah, so October 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 at Rock Run. We're going to hold our fourth annual STEM night. It's a great opportunity. It's free for families, students to come and explore. Not only careers in our surrounding area, but also hands-on experiments. So we've got Hanson Hospitals coming with some community things. Calkins Nature Area will be there. Ellsworth Community College's Science Department will be there. A fan favorite from previous years is coming back, and that's the Iowa Motor Trucks Association. And they bring a truck driving simulator so students can see what it's really like to drive a semi-truck. It's always like one of the hot things. They love that. This year we also are going to have something new. We're going to have some 3D doodle pens that we were awarded with an Iowa STEM Scale Up award this year. So really excited to see what they create with those. And then as in past similar years as well, we're really excited to have Iowa Cadets Read back, and they will be giving away free books on a variety of STEM subjects.
And I understand you're still looking for a few more businesses to join. I guess, is there any certain types of businesses, or is it kind of open up to, you know, whoever is, you know, able to come that night, or what's kind of the thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we're really open to any kind of business that would like to join us. There's a few different main ways you could get involved. One would be to, like, have your business come to STEM night. You could do a whole room and an activity, or I could give you an activity to do if you want that. We have some businesses that just set up a booth in the hallway, and they might showcase something cool they have and have a little student giveaway as well. I also have businesses that just love to come and volunteer, so just be hands-on with students in classrooms doing activities, and that's always so much fun. And then we also have one more opportunity. We're hoping to get enough donations to be able to have a reptile exhibit come. So those are the main ways right now we're looking for participants.
All right. Why is this something that's important for you guys at Iowa Falls Alden to put on for the students? Why is it important to have these opportunities for these kids?
I think STEM Night really gives our students and our community a time to, like, come together, just learn, explore, see what things our community has and offers, that careers are actually related to STEM. A lot of students sometimes don't even realize the connections that can be made with the jobs their parents might already have. Maybe there's a parent that's looking for a job that can connect with a career or a company that they see out with us. So that always is awesome. I also think it's really important teaching our kids how to fail and what it looks like to fail and how we can come back from those failures. And the best way to do it is in a low stakes environment where you're just building something fun. It falls down and you get to build it again. So teaching those lessons in a way that's fun and not scary.
All right, is there anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to share about this event coming up?
No, it's open. Usually the road in front of Rock Run is closed. We have some different trucks and things out there, so we'd love to see everybody on October 20th from 5:30 to 7.
All right, and one more thing here. If businesses are looking to get involved again, just how are they able to do this, or whether it be the donations, how are they able to contribute in that way?
Yeah, so they can reach out to me. My school email is bzimper@ifacadets.net. You can also find me on our school website, and I'd love to be able to connect and see how we can come together for our community.
All right, that's Iowa Falls Alden, a STEAM teacher. Brittany Zimpfer, thank you so much for the time today.